Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. You guys know the drill, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You know the drill, lads. Lifestyle adventure and daily stories.
You know the drill. Get out of your heads. Get into the shed. Grab a fucking tin. Let Stiffy and I fucking pepper your ears with some bullshit.
Nice. Fucking hell. And it is bullshit, isn't it? All of us. All of it.
It's just yarning.
It is. I love it. It's yarning. Mate, I've looked forward to getting back into the shed. It's been fucking too long again.
Well, it's been over 10 days because I've just come back off that. Well, it's probably been more actually because I'm back 2 days after my 10-day swing. Well,
before we get into that, fuck, I'm thirsty, man. I really am. Fucking thirsty. So
let me quench you first.
Please do. Can we get into that fridge? Now there's some nice ones. We're doing an Indian pale ale. Now this thing just attracted me because of the can. Now what was yesterday?
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
That's the first thing I've seen. Get that Halloween. Can. I went, it's a Halloween can.
Definitely.
It's been stitched up on the top and everything.
So. Now. This has got a bit of suck about it.
It's fucking 6.8% fucking alcohol.
I didn't know that until I just fucking. This one's going to sneak up and.
What are you trying to do to me?
I don't know, but this is going to sneak up and fucking bite us.
Right, yeah, well, fucking.
So what's it called?
Have a yarn. So it's called Voodoo Ranger.
And how good's the fucking picture on it?
It is, mate. It's a bit of a skeleton with some fucking half flying fucking hat and half bloody. Yeah.
What's that hat remind you of? Like a bush ranger? It's not a bush ranger.
No, it's not a bush ranger. That is a Canadian fucking.
Horse.
What do you call them? Fucking.
The mounted police? Yeah, or the.
What are they fucking called?
Just the coppers. The Canadian coppers?
Mounted police.
Mounted police?
There's another name for him.
There's another name for it, yeah. Mm. But he's got that type of hat on anyway.
Yeah, so that, the feather in it, he's got a bit going on.
Yeah, Voodoo Ranger. What's that, New Belgium Brewing?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a fucking rope over his shoulder. It's a fucking, it's a nice tin.
Oh, he's got a scarf, yep. Look at the aviator sunglasses he's pumping on there too.
You know what? I can't go past the fucking bottom bit where it's 6.8.
This thing's going to tear us a new arsehole. There's no real spiel about it on the can.
It's a New Belgium Brewing, yeah. So yeah.
It's not going to affect us because we're not pregnant, so it's going to affect us one way, I can tell you that. 1.9.
Yeah, so that is actually not a pregnant lady. That's a Sparky with a beer gut and a ponytail. Fucking sure of it.
Oh,
fucking
shout out to the Sparks.
We love yous.
There is nothing on there for me to read to you, so I'm not going. I'm just going to crack.
Right out. Up it. Oh, that had... Oh. She's a frothy.
Fuck, it's a boy too. Holy fuck, that came out quick, didn't it?
Fuck, you do that well.
Thank you. It's a boy. Right, I crack away, mate. Hopefully yours isn't shaking up as much as mine. She's a wetty. That was a wet crack. We had another can like that that wet cracked. That makes that little...
I think you beat me in the crack off today, so... Mm. You've been practicing, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I've been a good boy.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm gonna rate your crack about a 7.
7. Yeah, that's piss poor.
Yeah. Well, you can rate mine a little.
The beer's all right though. It's it tastes like beer. Tastes like a pale ale.
Mm.
I'll tell you what though, since I've actually started doing this, because I'm normally like just go to like a Great Northern or a Gold or a fucking Tui's or something like that.
Yeah.
So we've been going to Howard Pub and a few other ones around the place. And actually finding myself going to like a pale ale or...
Going up to the taps of the craft beers.
Yeah, actually going outside, outside what I normally drink.
How good is it?
Yeah, it is good.
Because
walking through BWS and not just going straight down getting fucking Canadian Club soda and lime, which you haven't fucking reached out to me yet, CC, fucking get off your asses and fucking reach out. I've sponsored you for ages.
Yep.
Fucking get on it.
Classically, like about 20 years ago, they used to do a beer festival in Brisbane at the at the Ecker Grounds. And a mate of mine, I didn't get to go, but a couple of these guys went that I took that I knew, and they came home. And the funny thing about it was there was a plumber and a sparky. I won't name names, but they went, and other mates of mine said that they seen them just drinking Forex Gold. They went to a beer festival and just fucking drank Forex Gold. It's like, are you fucking serious?
They were there for the atmosphere and that was it.
It's like, we just drink Forex Gold. So fuck off. I know plenty of people that do that. They just stuck in the one beer.
Yeah, I've got quite a few mates or drinking partners that bloody are still on the Milton Mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they drink.
Mm.
Never went sort of past that. It's Milton Mangoes.
I guess there's nothing wrong with it. But until we've done this show with getting here and going, fuck, what are we going to drink next? And going to the big liquor barn and walking up to that fridge where there's just, beers, cans of piss there. And we drink cans because we do the crack off.
Yeah.
And I don't normally drink cans, with beer.
It's like a bottle.
Yeah, long neck, right? Yeah. Fucking.
Oh, the old King Brown.
The fucking Kingy.
King Brown.
Bring out the Kingy.
Yeah.
So this is certainly different for me as well, but at the same time, I don't mind going, like you're saying, going up to a crowd, like when you go out to a hotel or a brewery or somewhere and you can see there's fucking 16 different taps on there and you're like, oh, Forex Gold, thanks. It's like,
give something else a try.
But fucking no, give something
But until we do the potty, I haven't actually done it and I wish we could actually pan left because you could actually see how many different ones we tried. I reckon when we throw them all out, I think we need to make a little bit of a beer wall, like just 100%. On one side.
Well, to give you an idea, this is episode 39, and we kind of started it from the start, didn't we? Like the I can't remember what first episode or second episode.
We meant to do it like it was just we just having a beer, and then it sort of
So if this is 39, let's just say, hey, we've done 38 different beer cans.
Oh no, we actually got caught out. Little L fucking pulled us up and said, "Stop drinking the same fucking shit."
Because we bought too much of the one piss.
Yeah. Yep. So no more buying cartons.
Anyway. Oh, fuck.
I rate it. It's good, mate. So how's your week? Well, week and a bit of this.
Really good. So, I'll get into that later, actually. I'll get into this. Yeah, no. My week since I've seen you last. For the last 14 working days, when you think of 14, that's nearly 3 weeks. The last 14 working days, I've been to the gym every morning. So the last 2 weeks, I went 5 out of 5 mornings. And the week before that, I went 4 out of 5.
Maths doesn't add up.
Working days? Monday to Friday.
Oh, Monday to Friday. Right, yeah. So,
type of working day.
I'm going 7 days. No. 7, 7, right, 14.
So Monday to Friday, for the last 3 weeks, I have been every day except for that first Monday when I just went, I don't want to get up.
Fucking high five, bro.
So, yeah, man. Get that. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fucking poofy.
I think you broke my pinky.
Oh, I don't know if you can say that word. I said...
What, poofy?
I said woofy.
Woofy.
There's certain words I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. So, mate, last week, 5 mornings in a row, Monday to Friday at the gym, smashing it with Hemsy. This week, again, 5 mornings in a row, smashing it. I'm feeling good, mate. I am feeling fucking amazing right now. I'm pretty sure I've lost maybe 1 or 2 kilos. And it's not about losing weight. It's more about... trimming up, putting muscle on, obviously, you can lose fat, put muscle on, you stay the same weight.
Yeah.
So it's more about trimming up, getting sharper.
But it also puts you into a different headspace too. Like if you've actually got up and done that, and obviously you do it in the morning, it also puts you into a good mood for the day. You've done something, 100%. You've achieved something, fucking moving on.
I know when I don't get up, like through the winter I didn't, and coming back into it, it was like, anyway. So when you don't get up and go to the gym, and start your day the right way. I know it. For me, it's just like fucking hell.
Do you make your bed every morning?
No, I don't.
You don't? Do that. Try that.
I actually, when I say I don't make my bed, it's not like I leave it in a mess. I like to fluff it. I guess you could say I make my bed. I fluff it. Mm. Yep. And it's sort of made.
It's an achievement. It was that book I read, so make your bed.
I think you said this before. If you make your bed, there's one done.
There's one done. So, yeah, little baby steps. So I also have had fucking little baby steps. So my last swing, 10 days, obviously, I went to the gym twice.
Yes.
This time, I fucking doubled it. I've been four times.
Well, fucking smack me off. Actually, knuckles it.
Knuckles.
Oh, boom. That was probably better than it.
So, 4 days. The boys are still fucking walking in going fucking, Barney, are you sleepwalking or are you fucking? The wet mess is down here. Fucking, let me help you. So,
that's good because
a lot of smart asses.
The last potty I listened back to, we talked about you going away and eating too much food and not getting into the gym, and you might be worried about putting on a bit of kgs. So it's good to see. And how is the brekkie? You still stocking up on the big brekkies?
I actually started eating a bit of fucking muesli in the morning.
Ah.
A bit of all brand, I think it is.
Yeah?
I think it's all brand. So, but having that, but I still sort of go back and have like just an egg.
Yep.
So mainly doing the proteins, trying not to fucking stay with the breads and shit like that. So
can you cook stuff there or have you got the chef?
No. So we've got chef.
Can you mention the onion with the egg in it to the chef? To see if he can crack.
Actually, yes. I've had a beer with a couple of them. So
maybe. Yeah. Right. This is one thing I want you to do, and I want you to take a photo of it. If you can tell the cook to cut when he cuts an onion to do that onion thing with an egg in it, and
see if I can get a photo. Should start being like one of those Instagram people where you take photos of your fucking food every day.
Oh fuck, Emmy.
Oh no, that'd actually be good because there's been a couple nights there that I've been fucking proper drunk, and then because old mate said to him in the morning said, "What did you have for dinner last night?" I'm fucking sitting there going. I know I was there.
Oh, that's fucking, right. So you didn't eat.
I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember what I had.
Fucking hell.
So we'd had a few. Like, we work hard. It's fucking, it's a 10-hour day. And
just tip them in, bruz.
Trying to get a few tins in. What's the old saying? It's 10 before 10, so.
10 before 10.
10 beers before 10.
Depends on what time you start. Yeah, you are an early starter. Yeah.
Early starter.
Yeah, early starter, which.
Yeah. So.
Mate, otherwise it's been good since the last time I seen you. Things are progressing in certain things, so I'm happy about that. Otherwise, nothing crazy. I don't think anything's crazy's happened since you've been away since the last seen you.
No,
so that's good.
That's good then.
I think so. Yeah,
but good to go into the gym, getting out of your head. Oh, getting into the gym.
100%, mate. Loving it. Hemsy's smashing me. Actually, like I've mentioned it once before.
He's fucking fit as fuck.
Actually,
we should get him on one day.
Yeah, I've mentioned that to him.
Yeah, what did he say?
He just bypasses it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been good. It's really good. I'm enjoying it. So it's getting. That's what this is all about: getting out of your head. You know, the lifestyle adventures and daily stories. And
it doesn't matter if you're going to the gym or you're getting into your fucking shed or you're fucking. It could be going over to the neighbours. Fucking just do something.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So one thing I want to bring up because it is the 1st of November today.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably drop this on the 3rd of November being a Monday morning.
Yep.
But today as we record, it is the 1st of November. And the last potty that we were in and we talked about, we brought up the subject of Movember.
Oh, I've already started.
Yeah, you're clean shaved. Yeah. No, well, that's not a clean shave. You're supposed to clean shave today. Or last night. Yeah, last night.
Yeah, anyway, I've started. So this
is that one day growth?
This morning, that's one day's growth.
Holy fuck, that looks like 6 months for me. Yeah,
so that's one. So I've sort of...
That's the 5 o'clock shadow.
A little bit of a tickle up around it. Just let it go. So,
So we talked about what I was going to do for it because I can't grow a fucking mullet.
Mm.
And we're going to, I'll still allow some callers to call in and see if whatever, whatever... We talked about the callers calling in and said, okay, we're going to dye my hair, whatever colour.
It can't be purple because you're going to get a fat ass.
Correct.
So
it's...
Oh fuck! I had fucking yeah. That was. Did you get some? That was a bit of head noise.
Did you
actually.
Get some? Did you get any repercussions on that?
That was a lot of head noise. And just going, oh, I fucking probably shouldn't have said that. That is fucking mean.
If anyone gets,
it's mean.
It's not. It's comedy.
Well, let's find out.
It's comedy.
Fucking let's do some research. This is like Mythbusters.
Right.
Okay, your hair's going to be purple. I'm going to measure your ass the day before you measure your dye your hair.
Yeah.
And then we're going to measure it and see if your ass actually does get. And I could be wrong. And I will do a public apology about it. And I will say sorry to all the purple-haired ladies.
Right.
Right out. Done.
So where I'm going with this is, I've signed up to Movember. Mm-hmm. I'm actually signed up.
Nice.
So have you signed up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No.
So I've got my Movember app. And you can see we've got the you can see it anyway.
Yep.
So I've got the app. It's started. I haven't raised anything yet because I haven't put it out there yet. Because I wanted to release it on the show.
Yep.
That I've got a Movember account and it's called The Lads Podcast. Well, it's actually called Stiffy the Lads Podcast. So
yep.
If you want to donate, I think you just search for me, but I'll put a link up on our socials anyway.
Yep.
My first name is Stiffy. My last name is The Lad Podcast. So if you just
Stiffy the
Lads Podcast, you'll find me. So it's all about raising money for men's suicide awareness, men's mental health, rah, rah.
Yep.
What I'm doing in the background, I'm going to gym 5 mornings a week. That is going to be locked in for all of Movember. So I'm going to be doing 20 sessions of gym. How many days in November or Movember, I should say? I'm going to bring up my calendar because in Movember, we have got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 solid weeks. It is exactly 4 solid weeks. So 20 gym sessions, yep. Monday to Friday, 4 weeks, 5, 10, 15, 20. So 20 sessions. I'm doing that.
Yep. It's on fucking recording now, mate. So you are now accountable.
Well, I've already been doing it for the last 3 weeks. It's just going to continue. Plus, I'm going to do, which is what my Movember app is all about, is 60 kilometers running on top of the 5, on top of the 20 gym sessions.
Holy fuck.
So I'm going to go to gym.
What are you running from?
A lot of things. So I'm doing 60 kilometers, which is realistically 2 kilometers a day.
Mm.
And if I skip a day, I do 4 kilometers the next day, right? So I'm going to do 60 kilometers for the month of November.
Yep.
And I'm going to raise money. I've got a target. It's not a big target, but it's just a target, right? And then the curveball is that our listeners at the end of Movember or whenever we make the decision of what color I'm dyeing my hair.
Well, I think it should be for the whole month.
No. Mm. I can't do that.
Mm. Well, how's it going to make your ass fat if we don't dye, if it's going to be purple?
I can't have purple fucking hair or blue hair for the whole month.
Why not?
I've got shit going on.
It's for men's mental health, Stiffy.
I know. I'll wear a fucking a wig. But that's why I'm offsetting it for gym, 60 Ks.
Yep.
I will dye my hair, but then I'll fucking have to shave the fucking thing off.
I've actually also got some news too. So here's my list. It's I'm growing a mo. And oh no, what I'll do is I'll also talk to people in the wet mess. So if you want to come up and talk to me about,
it's good.
Come up and speak to me,
so. So that is Movember for me. I'm doing a fucking big effort of gym sessions, 20 gym sessions for the month of November, 60 kilometers for the month of November, and something about my hair, but I don't know what we're going to do. But
it's definitely purple because I would like to fact check this.
Fact check my ass.
Mm. To see if it does make your ass bigger.
I'm going to, don't you think my ass is going to shrink and you're going to be really wrong? Because I'm going to gym.
And I'll do an apology.
It's going to be, my ass is going to be that toit.
I'll apologize.
Like toit.
Yeah, I'm not putting sunscreen on it though.
You imagine measuring it now and then at the end of November. It's going to be super toit.
Well, it might be bigger.
What, muscles?
Ah, so it might be bigger.
I'll have bum muscles. Yeah. Oh, I'll have a Kim Kardashian. I'll have this big booty bum.
Well, mate, you've inspired me. So I'm actually, so you're going to do that. All I've got to do in the next 10-day swing, which starts on Tuesday, actually, because I don't go back Monday now. So I'll start back Tuesday. So all I've got to do, I have 9 days. I've got to beat 4 days.
Okay.
I'm taking baby steps.
Yeah, good.
Baby steps.
It's all about getting, doing something, starting something.
Yep.
Doing it.
Yep.
And it's all about the mental health. Mm. So it's good. And if anyone's out there that's listening that's going through shit and you want to jump on the Movember train, jump on. Give us a call and let us know if you're doing it. Let us know how your Movember's going. By the time you hear this, it's only going to be Monday the 3rd. If you hear it and you're doing something about men's mental health, call us and let us know that you're doing it and what you're doing, because there's so many options. You can do a run, you can grow a mo. There's other options you can do as well about men's mental health. So I would love to hear your stories on what you're doing.
Yeah,
it'd be fucking great.
Awesome.
I reckon it'd be good. There's so much going on.
Yeah, so obviously coming back off my swing, so I've got my VK. She's registered.
Oh, yes, because you need to have it ready for Holly's...
Thursday week, so the 14th of November.
Yep.
Oh, so I'm going to have a mo in her fucking formal photo. She's going to hate that. Anyway.
You've only just realised that now?
Yeah, but it's also my wife's birthday tomorrow. On the 2nd of November, and she hates any facial hair.
Yeah, yes.
Hates it.
So she's going to have
it. Every year I get a fucking...
You don't have one right now. You've just got this tiny bit of 5 o'clock shadow, and it's tomorrow. You'll be right.
Yeah. No, she hates that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she hates that. She'd like you, because it's fucking smooth. Smooth as a baby bump.
I get this. Anyway.
But yeah, so I got the VK registered, and like I've had this thing for 5 or 6 years. So
yeah,
it's I've driven it down to the end of our street. So you know, it's it's 2.5 k's the end of the street. It's broken down like 3 or 4 times on the way down there.
Yeah,
and I'm just going fuck. And like Holly wants this as a formal car.
Yeah.
So I've got fucking huge anxiety, lots of pressure on fucking trying to get this thing ready. So I fucking pulled the fuel tank out, cleaned it all. Yep. Done all that. So she's registered this time. Done 54 k's without breaking down.
So that you did that today?
Yes.
54 nice.
K's.
And how many skids in there?
54
skids?
There'd be 13.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there'd be at least 13.
You're going to need new tyres.
Oh, yeah, that needs new tyres.
Oh, shit. That's one thing about a car like that is you just love doing skids, but the fucking tyres
don't. Sounds so good. So, yeah, so the car club I'm going to that I joined up with to get the heritage list. The Club Rego thing.
Yeah.
I've got a meet out at Arachula tomorrow, so I'm going to take it out there again as well for Nat's birthday.
Just to the pub?
Arachula. Yeah. So we'll go out there and fucking, we'll see if we can get some photos and videos and shit like that too. So.
Excellent.
But yeah, no, it was good to get something accomplished.
Yeah.
And ticked off.
And you know, you've just done 54K and you're doing it tomorrow as well. Yeah. Like tomorrow's going to be, fuck, you'll rack up over 100K tomorrow.
Yeah, so... That's the thing, is you just got to get those fucking little niggly. She sat there for fucking 5 or 6 years now, so like
correct.
Sort of,
yeah.
She's going to have a little fucking few niggly things.
There's a couple
things,
of gremlins there that might, teething problems.
Yeah, you've got to use the an app for a speedo, so.
Oh.
Speedo. Yeah. Well, no, it's funny actually, when you turn the lights on, the taco works.
Yeah.
But the oil pressure gauge doesn't.
Ooh.
When you turn the lights off.
It works.
It's the opposite way around.
The taco works, the lights don't, because you turn the lights
off. No, the lights always work, but it's the taco on oil pressure gauge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fucking, okay, it's my turn now, and then swap over. So it's a bad earth in there somewhere.
Exactly, you've got an earth issue.
Yeah, there's an earth issue.
So. Oh, my God.
It's a first world problem, though. But other than that, mate, fucking back for a couple of days, fucking rushed off my feet trying to get all this shit done. And,
yeah.
But I've still got 2 more days to go, so.
Yeah, excellent.
Yep.
That's good. So ripping skids, I mean, this thing's got a massive torque converter in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, about 4,500 stallie.
Yeah, fucking hell. So to get those...
In a 355 stroker, she's fucking, mate, comes on. It steers like a fucking forklift. If anyone's driven a forklift, it's got that rear wheel fucking steer fucking feel. So when I get used to that, it might be right. I shouldn't be doing skids and I fucking, yeah.
But oh, it can't help yourself.
A lot of fun. And we had Benno on the other day, so it's sort of, and we mentioned how we can't go past his place without sort of dropping and having a beer. And I sort of got up to the gate, and the wife, because she followed me in the MROC, and just to make sure
she didn't break down.
So we had a recovery vehicle and shit like that. And we used to the gate, and she fucking throws her hands up. What are you doing? Look, fucking Benno's sitting down there fucking waiting to have a beer with you. So
I didn't see him.
Turned around. No, I didn't see him. Oh. But fucking, yeah, turned around, done a big skid, get back down to his and skid back up to my place, so the neighbours will be over me. So I'll actually should check my Facebook page, because we've got a neighbourhood one.
A community one.
There'll be a couple of Karens on that. You can,
always is.
Yeah, you can fuck off. Actually, that'll be it. No, they've been pretty good.
That'll be
actually.
Your next week fuck off.
Yeah, your next one.
Neighbour's complaining.
No one's complained, actually. So I'm not being a complete fuck.
Yeah. And you're right. There's ways you can have fun doing little skitties.
Mm.
And then there's the fuckheads that sit there and just rip the.
Just fuck tires. That, like, fucking all I can see is like $100 notes fucking disappearing. Oh. So.
How's some of those intersections out towards where you're going tomorrow?
What about Arachula? Queensland fucking Moto Park out the front of that?
That's what I mean. That's where you're going tomorrow. Man, it's just rip. It's just skid central.
Mate, how good were they? I reckon half of those people work in a tyre shop because they must be fucking ripping.
There's more
tires
skids
off.
Out there than Eric Banner's fucking jocks.
It's like a fucking Eric Banner's jocks. How do you know
Eric I don't know. Banner? Just what came to my fucking head.
Have you seen the Eric Banner fucking... doco about his car.
Is it a Trans Am? It's a black black Corvette.
It's a tin top. It's a fucking two door fucking Ford.
I have seen something because he raced the Targa, the Tasmanian Targa rally.
In that, there's a lot of highs and lows in that, and fucking watch it. It's fucking good.
I thought it was
I've actually even got goosebumps. Have you? It was that good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a Trans Am?
It's about like him. Before he was sort of famous, had this and fucking...
Yes.
And then, like, still these mates that were before he was famous and doing it and fucking fixing it up. And I'm not going to give too much away. Watch it. It's a fucking good watch.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, talk about watching something. How slack have we been for Noah? Holy fuck. So...
I know.
We're slack. We're sorry, Noah. But anyway, I'm watching it tonight.
Yep.
Anyone that's listening, get on Patreon and watch this epic... I don't even... What's it called? Just to... What's it actually called? Fuck with slack.
I actually don't even know what it's actually called, but it's when the Alpha Blokes went to the
Darwin trip.
The helicopter fucking
Oh fuck. I just got a message that I just went, oh god, anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry Noah, we should know this. I'm gonna give it a rap, but it's called I don't even know what it's called because it has
no name. Google.
Right, I scrapped that, but we're slack without watching that.
We're busy fucking people,
just
mate.
Busy, mate.
Busy. Do you watch the news at all anymore?
This week I have. You know what? This week, the last 2 weeks. When I've been getting home from gym in the morning, I throw on the Channel 7 Sunrise, whatever it's called.
Yep.
And just have
the morning news, yeah.
Yeah, not sitting there watch it, just having it on in the background whilst I'm getting things ready for, kids' lunches and rah, 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 rah. So it's on in the mornings where before I was, I wasn't, but now I am. Yeah.
I don't. It actually depresses me. Like fucking people go, oh, how about this? And go, I haven't heard anything about it. Occasionally you see shit pop up on Facebook, but yeah, I'm not a news watcher.
Really?
No.
You're not a news watcher? No. I used to watch it all the time, as in like every night, 6 o'clock news. Yep, I'd have it on. But same thing, I'd have it on the background while I'm cooking dinner or doing something, 6 o'clock. The TV. I can't be in the house without the TV on for some reason. Even if I'm not even in the same room. Just, it's got to be on. It's too quiet.
Just a bit of background noise.
Yeah. And if the TV's not on, I'll put the Bluetooth speaker on and have music playing.
Have some tunes.
So, I do watch the news. But you don't?
Nope.
Did you ever before, like as in, go 10 years ago?
No, not every... I didn't have to be home. Like, I used to watch Home and Away a lot.
You fucking would too.
I did.
You and Alfie... Fucking you and
fucking
Alfie Stewart.
Dirty if some bastard.
Give me some of Alfie's favourite saying. You fucking flaming galah.
Something mongrel, wasn't it?
Is it flaming mongrel? I thought it was galah.
Flaming mongrel.
Flaming fucking mongrel.
I used to have a fucking shirt like Alfie.
Do you know he's got a sex dungeon?
I've got to get a beer. I want to hear about this.
Oh, fuck.
I've got to get another tin.
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah. Righto, so we've got a new beer. What were we off? We're not doing the Voodoo Ranger again.
No.
Too heavy.
We're just sort of...
Splicing it.
Actually...
No. Oh, no, I'll stop. No, this one's good. Yep. Yeah, we're going back on
it's another pale ale.
Is this what I got today?
No.
No, we've had this already.
I've had this one before. This is one for... just another tin.
Yeah, right.
So, right out. Crack.
Yep. Holy fuck, that's wet. Did you shake that up?
No, I did not
shake
it up.
Holy fuck.
I wouldn't do that. It's given me ideas, though.
Oh.
Don't like it?
Oh, God. What is it? Have we had this?
It's a pale ale. Yeah, it's a HPE.
Hope Brewery Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Oh, I think my taste buds are fucked from the Voodoo Ranger. Yeah, that was a wet fart crack of a thing.
They're off.
There's something not right, is there?
No, let's chuck them.
Smell it. You good? It's not right, is it?
No, fucking.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Let's go back to the fridge.
Fucking welcome back. That was fucking putrid,
that was
wasn't
fucked.
It?
We just had to throw that fucking tin in the bin. That was fucked. All right, I'm going to crack.
We actually fucking chucked at a little kid running past on the push bike, riding past.
Ooh. See, that was a good crack.
That's a fucking solid 8.
That other 8. Thing 8. Can 2. Go and fuck itself.
8.2.
All right, thank you. No, 8.1. I'll beat you. I decided.
Twice, actually. Yeah. What were we talking about before that?
I think I said Alfie Stewart's rape dungeon.
Flame and mongrel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I'm not going to...
Talk me through it.
I don't know.
So you've been there. Did you put fucking sunscreen on his back?
Have you seen those? Oh, yeah. I think if you Google it, it comes up with Alfie Stewart when he's... like it's video footage of him on Home and Away, but then someone's done voiceovers,
yeah,
and it's just completely like fucking sexual. It's all dirty, fucking
yeah. I fucking yeah, love it's, those. It's, you know, it's I love all those fucking Aussie man reviews.
Yeah. And I think that's where the
funny. Cunt.
I think that's where the rape dungeon comes from with Alfie Stewart. Alfie Stewart, yeah, from that because if you yeah. Yeah, anyway, anyone out there, Google it. Get on YouTube. Google Alfie Stewart's rape dungeon. I'm sure. It'll take you to some funny shit.
Yep. We can't Google it because we actually don't have fucking internet here.
Yeah, we've got one.
We're coming through, but a funny story about internet though. So I told a couple episodes ago, I said Jake won a big computer.
Oh, yeah, fucking, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, mate. Shit is just keep on fucking turning up.
So tell me, okay, what is it? Paint a picture so I can... He's got a chair, he's got a desk, he's got a computer.
It's not a desk. It's a transformer. It's got like fucking buttons on it, so it fucking rises and fucking lows, fucking widens and shuts, and like it's a I don't know how many dollars worth of fucking prizes he fucking won, but this thing, so it rises right up so you can put your chair in underneath it and stuff like that as well, but he's won like a fucking Starlink with it, so it comes with the Starlink.
Oh, fucking hell. What the hell?
But this is the funny fucking part of it, so.
What's the catch?
No, it was just one of those on a gaming thing and he fucking
bought some tickets. Okay, that's right. You're talking about
that. He fucking won. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he loves his gaming and that. He's right into his gaming, so, and fucking eats their own.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah,
it's not for me, but he, so the Starlink, so I fucking drive down the driveway. We've got a big steep driveway and look up in the roof and
is that the photo you sent me today?
Yeah.
I thought that was up on your job site.
No.
So, is that what
he's got this fucking Starlink, so he's fucking poked a hole through the fucking gauze. Well, it's not
is this on the house?
On the house. So.
Oh, fuck, Jake.
So he's worthless.
So run me through. I'm going to go to the photo because that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was on the group chat.
Yeah, here it is.
Yep.
What's the packet of...
Okay, wait a sec. Don't say any more. I'm going to paint a picture.
Go for it, yep.
Right out. So he's poked a hole through his fucking gauze and he's fucking got the ladder on the roof. So he's been down to the shed. So I'm fucking happy for that. So he's actually found his way down to the shed and back. Like he doesn't go down there very often. And he's got the ladder there. He's put it upside down, but we won't talk about that. It's one of those big pole ladders. You know, the fucking ones that Energex used to use.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those, and he's got up there and he's put it on the roof. And the only reason I was on the roof is I had to put like a Wi-Fi extender so we could get bloody security cameras and that on and shit. So and I'm up there and I'm fucking looking at it going, it's not fucking tied down. It's not anything else. So there's a roll of tape beside it. I don't know if you can see the roll of tape.
No, I can't see the roll, no.
So there's a roll of, and it's that shit tape anyway. So it's that, the stuff you wrap boxes up before you post them and shit like that. So it's that.
Yeah.
So he's went up there with a bit of an idea that may have helped, and I reckon he's come back down. But he's used the cardboard angle. Like it's a fucking cardboard fucking piece of fucking, looks like an angle.
Yeah.
Underneath to chalk it up. That's obviously not fucking high enough. And then he's used A deck of cards.
That's what the packet is.
That's what the packet is.
A deck of cards.
I'm going to have to put this up on socials because if you can't see it, it fucking didn't happen.
Oh, my God. So that I thought that was timber, but that's cardboard. So when that gets wet.
That's cardboard. Yeah, it's fucking...
And that's going to just end up straight in your water tank.
100%, yeah. 100% it will say. But he's fucking... He's had a crack. He's fucking went down there. He's fucking
fuck
done that.
Jake.
But he was just... I've got a little bit to blame because he's like me. So if it works, he's not going to fucking fix it. But he's... So, and he won't give me the fucking password for the Starlink. So it's fucking running astronomical fucking speeds.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
We've got shit internet where well, we are.
You want to log...
So yeah. He's got this. So it's costing him 130 something bucks a month for the fucking plan and that.
Yeah.
Which is good. And I said, well, fucking...
Yeah.
Hand the password over, boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's fucking not going to give it to me. I'm just going, oi, like, fucking,
what the
I've
fuck?
Been fucking paying for your fucking pass, like the internet for fucking years.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you're not getting it. He said, you'll fuck the speeds up and shit. So I've told him there's a big fucking storm coming over the day before.
Yeah.
And said, look, mate, I can go get up there and get it off. Because I said, if these things fucking break, like if you just drop them a little bit, like out of a car, like Justin's one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, mate, they're fucked.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to have nothing.
Yeah, they're a little bit sensitive.
And he said, I said, but I want your password before I get up on the roof. Give me a password. He said, yeah, I fucking promise. And yeah, he didn't.
His password's probably JakePornhub0169.
Nah, fuck, mate. This kid can remember passwords. Hey, like fucking, you know, they used to get the ones off your router and shit like that was fucking
oh,
a big
yeah,
long one.
Yeah. He can
remember those.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, remember those.
He can't remember to fucking fold his clothes, but yet he can remember that.
Jake, you little fuck. Well, I can't call him little. He's
63. Nice, fucking monster.
Yeah, but that's that's the way we do shit.
Oh God.
But it worked, and he was happy with that, and it stayed working.
So is shit still turning up with this stuff that he won?
Yeah, yeah. So he still hasn't got his computer. They sent him a video of his computer, so it's fucking all water-cooled and fucking God. Flash as this thing, eh?
Fuck, it must be like 10 grand.
Oh, it's well over 10 grand.
Wow.
Well over 10 fucking grand. This fucking
that's like blowing my mind.
Yeah, so lucky little fucker, so well done.
Yeah, well, I'll go from one little fucker to another little fucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a fuck off as well. Now, this is my fuck off, but this is my next segment I want to get into. I was in my business the other day and I had a kid come in and tell me if this is appropriate or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're talking to someone and you're looking at them in their face and you're looking at them and they start scratching their cock.
Mm.
And you know, if you just... A little scratch, like a half a second.
Like a flick, yep.
Yeah, just like, oh, you know, or you just, maybe your jocks is fucking tangled up or something. Or maybe you've shaved and you've fucking got a little ingrown hair or something. Right?
That's why you wax.
A little, exactly, right? Mm. A little scratch, maybe half a second. And, you know, you just, oh, fuck, I'm talking to someone. I won't do that again, you know what
I mean? He was having a half a wank.
Fuck, man. He was not even, more than a wank. It was like, seriously, he's got some issues going on down there, yep. Right? But the thing about it is, where do you draw the line of, like, when do you say, fuckhead, stop scratching your cock while you're talking to me? Like, it was that bad. I'm looking at him in his eyes because, and then I start trying to look up the sky. I'm like, you're fucking scratching your dick, cunt. Stop scratching your dick.
Leave it alone. It's itchy.
So I reckon he's 18, 19, like young fella.
Yep.
But fucking seriously, I'm that fucking flustered right now. Seriously, is that an uppercut?
I think you should actually, yeah, should say something. Go, oi, do you want me to do that for you?
What? No.
Oh, sorry, that's what you'd say. Sorry.
Fucking idiot. Seriously, so.
No, we've actually got one bloke at work that does it all the fucking time. Siri?
Because I said the word seriously and Siri on your phone woke up.
Fuck, I hate that. Fuck off, Siri. Hey, Google.
Oh, actually, I'm going to turn my phone to silent before I have to skull.
Skull a bit. Especially one of these fuckers, these fucking 6.8s. So we got a bloke at work that is fucking constantly just in there fucking flicking.
Playing with himself.
Fucking scratching.
Yeah. Like, it's fucking seriously wrong, isn't it?
Leave it alone. Or turn around and fucking give yourself a real good adjustment. Fucking give it a scratch. Maybe get some penicillin. Oh. Or, actually, do you know how you get rid of crabs?
There's lots of methods.
Not that I've ever had crabs.
I know what you do.
What do you do?
Oh, okay. Mine is you go home, you run yourself a massive big bath, you get comfortable,
yep.
Put some bath bombs in there, sit in there, relax.
Oh, so the heat actually fucking fucks them off? No.
And then you pull the plug. The tide goes out. What do crabs do when the tide goes out? Tide goes out, they go, fucking let's go.
That was exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. But what I do is I put a big rock there. So they've got somewhere to go.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Yeah. So the water's in, you plop a rock there, they can go, right, there's higher ground, let's go up.
How many fucking stories have you heard of like fucking people burning their pubic hair to get rid of crabs and fucking putting mortine on? I've never heard of one. Yeah. I've never had crabs and I can fucking sit here and fucking dead in the eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
I've never had them. Ever.
Yeah, well, this guy must have had not only fucking soldier crabs, he had fucking mud crabs, he had sand crabs, he had fucking, you know those big king crabs on that show Deadliest Catch? Is it Deadliest Catch?
No, the ones with the big long legs.
Fuck yeah. He had, oh, what?
They're called Mounties. The cunts with the hats.
They come, oh. Bunny's just had a fucking
squirrel. That's how ADHD works.
So we're talking about the beer can right now. So we've just, in a split second.
So they've got Canadian crabs.
In a split second.
Those crabs are from Canadian, and I remember Canadian took me back to Mounties. So that gives you a fucking little insight on how ADHD works. So I
was
right.
It was the Mounted Police, but it's...
They're called Mounties. Mounties. Sorry about that.
I love going from one subject to another without even knowing them.
Back to you. Well, welcome to my fucking head.
I'm thinking, what crab's called a Mountie?
No, it's not called a Mountie, but it was how I related to the crabs because they were Canadian.
Fuck, that was good.
there's a little fucking sneak fucking window on how my brain works. Mm. So, yeah, anyway.
So, anyway, what do I do? Let's get back to the crabbies.
Mm.
What do I do? Next time he's in and he's scratching his dick, what am I allowed to do and what am I not allowed to do? Like, as in, I would
just go, look, mate, do you need a hammer that or what? I'd just sort of shame him with it.
You're right.
You good?
You good? You might want to go. Yep. You want me to make a doctor's appointment?
Actually, if you know he's coming back in next time, get a fucking can of Mortine and stick in your back pocket and just fucking hand it to him. He goes, what's that for?
Yeah, right.
It's for the crabs.
It's for the crabs. Okay, Mortine. I'm just trying to think. What would be you?
Aeroguard?
And have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I reckon maybe some of our listeners can call in. What should you do if someone's scratching their cock too much because they've either got crabs or...
they're sitting there talking to you directly, so...
Maybe he's been spot welding. Maybe before he came in, he was fucking jerking the fucking muscle.
Yep.
And he fucking spot welded his jocks.
Yeah, so he's trying to unstick it, like chisel him out there. Mm. Fucking.
Maybe that's what he did. Maybe he spot welded.
No, just ask him.
I'm not going to ask him.
Why not?
But anyway, fill us in. Yeah. I want someone to call in and tell us your fucking, what should happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, Big Will. Fucking Big Willie.
Big Willie. Willie's been we don't have a joke of the day.
Because the contract's been fucking...
Yeah, well, you didn't give him Risty, so...
Well, you signed this fucking contract.
Yeah, but I signed your name.
That's fucking fraud.
Anyway, each their own. But yeah, no, he's been doing night shifts and shit, so he's got a bit going on.
That's all right, because I've got another call in for joke of the day too.
Have you?
Yep.
You haven't told me about this.
No.
Yeah. Right, no, it's good. Wait.
All right, so that's crabs.
So, Willie, you actually could be fucking... could be cut off here.
Yeah, I'm sure in the fine print of that contract that you signed, I thought I might have seen something about some fine print there, but anyway. If you're hearing this, Willie, you might want to step up. You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, merging traffic, fuck me. What's your view on merging traffic?
Zipper.
Run me through it.
It's exactly like zipper. So you got zipper, so everything's opposite. So you got this one goes in, this one goes in, this one goes in. And if it's up to 100 k's an hour, you do 105 to get out there. Do not fucking drive on the off-ramp and fucking stop.
Yep.
Get in there.
Get it right fucking in,
get
there.
In there.
If you're driving up the highway and there's a merging lane and you and
you're
you can,
fucking into it, mate.
You
I'll
see,
plant
yeah,
that
exactly.
Foot.
So when I can't, when I'm on a merge lane, I'm upper. I'm fucking feeding it. I'm upper because the speed sign says I should be doing 80. Yep. I'm doing 85. If it's a hungy, I'm doing 105 so that I can fucking look over and go, "Oh, I'm coming in."
Yep.
Fucking hell, what's wrong with these cunts? Because they don't merge. You do it. I do it. I reckon most of our listeners do it right.
Do you reckon it was because of the jab? Like half these people have got fucking jabbed and shit like that and then they've lost all their brain cells or? Oh, I also got jabbed, but more brain cells were lost well before that. So. I don't know. Merge. Shits me to fucking, or balls your piss quicker than a hotel kettle. Doesn't it?
You know, if you watch a hotel, any kettle boil, it takes forever.
Mm.
And honestly, never use a hotel kettle.
No, don't never, do it.
No. Have you ever looked in it?
Or a toaster.
Have you ever seen what's been in a hotel kettle?
Mm. But, no, but it's boiling water as well. And so I actually brought this up around the campfire a couple of weeks ago.
Campfire. Where were you? You camping?
No, it was around a fire, but I didn't camp. So it was. But so in
so
London.
So it's just a fire.
London.
Oi, it's not a campfire then. It's just a fire.
Well, other people were camping. I was not. You know, I've been looking at fucking tents and shit now too. So, yeah, tents.
We're going
so
camping.
So I reckon,
mate.
I'm not going to go a swag. I reckon I'm going to go a tent with a big mattress in there.
How are you going to fit that on the Beamer when we
so,
go?
No, I've got big bags and this tent fucking folds up. It's actually a motorbike one, so.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't think it's going to fit on there.
It will.
No, I don't think it will.
You watch it.
No, I don't think it will. You watch it. I think it's too. I think you're going to have to run one of those fucking wide load signs.
It's about this thing. It's about this
fucking, I can picture your BMW with a wide load
not
sign now.
Then. Not camping.
No. Oh, look out. There's I'm a wide load. Oh, hang on. It's not a fucking 9-0. It's a fucking Beamer.
No, we've actually spoke about it. I'm just trying to fucking organise time to fucking go and do it. And I'm not doing it December.
Camping?
No.
No, fuck no.
No.
No. So hang on. Go back. You were talking about a campfire, but it's not a campfire. It's a fire.
So we're talking about the hotel kettle, and this bloke was a plumber, so he knows shit.
A plumber?
He
fucking
knows shit.
He knows plumbers, a lot of shit.
Plumbers know
they
shit.
They know.
So that's fucking.
You know what else they know?
What?
Water has to, or shit has to, travel downhill. If you want to get rid of it, it's got to fall. Yeah.
And payday's on Thursday. And don't chew your nails.
Oh.
They do. So anyway, he was telling me in London. So we were talking about this hotel, and I brought up that fucking thing. So I'm fucking boils my piss quicker than a hotel kettle.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Well, it's boiled anyway. So again, it's fucking everything's dead. Everything's fucking because boiling water kills everything." So.
Ah, yeah.
So he said, "It doesn't matter." He said, "So London. So I'm gonna have to actually fact check him on this one." So Craig, he reckons in London. If you pour a glass of water out of the fucking thing, it's been used 3 times.
Oh, okay.
So it's been.
Yep. Okay.
3 times. Thrice used water.
Okay.
Mull that over in your brain for a little
it's
bit.
It is. I'm
so
trying
you're
to.
You're drinking someone else's piss.
Well, in the Olympic Games that we just had in London, the river, the fucking.
London?
The,
Wasn't it France?
France. It was France.
Yeah. Yeah. Eiffel Tower, fucking Big Ben.
France.
Different.
So what's the river in France? French River.
The Thames?
Is it? Yeah, and it was all a shit show there.
Yeah. I reckon it was pretty ordinary, but
Ugh.
Fuck, we've just gone on a tangent.
No, I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to get out. And what I'm trying to get out, the hotel kettle, right?
Yep.
Smoke bombed. Yeah, smoke bombed. So picture the water boiling with a load of semen in it. It gets that cloudy smoke bomb look. Now you're going to boil that water. Yeah, it's dead, but it's still there. And then you're going to fucking drink your Tetley tea bags with a load of fucking smoke bomb in it.
No, I have coffee in the morning.
Oh, it's still in there. Someone else is fucking clag glue. It's floating around in there. That's what smoke bomb is. You haven't heard of smoke bomb?
No. I've never jacked off into a kettle ever. Ever.
Mm. That's why you don't use a never. Hotel kettle.
Sock, yes.
Oh.
Never a kettle.
You forfeited a sock? I've forfeited a sock to have a shit.
Mate, I've come out of the bush without my pockets on my shirt. Fucking, you always know, like, fucking, oh, that
fucking,
like,
oh, fucking the old oh, pocket. Mate, my socks are first to go.
And you know you can actually wipe your ass with the Tellio paper too.
Get out of town. Mm. One Tellio paper. Impossible.
Mm.
I mean, you can do it,
yep.
But you're going to finger your bum at the same time.
Well,
you're going to slip a digit.
I'm actually going to probably get this wrong, but you actually, like, fold it in half and then half again, and then you tear, like, the little corner off it. So I'll try to do
it. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so tear that off, put it down inside, and then, stick your finger in there, and then you wipe your bum,
yep.
And then pull the fucking Tellio paper off your finger and chuck it away, and that little fucking triangle piece, there you get that, and then you clean your finger out and all that with it. So.
What's that called? The Tellio wipe.
The Tellio wipe, yeah, give it a go one day. It's a fucking challenge. Yeah. You can also fuck a fly. You just need a pound of butter and a bit of determination. So.
Oh. Holy fuck. The Tellio rub. Was that what it's called? The Tellio dab?
So that's
the one you rub, you don't dab, or do you dab?
No, you've actually...
You got a finger. Fucking,
I don't know. I've never actually tried it. It was the father-in-law that told me, so he's been in the Air Force and shit, fucking so hell. He was told that. And,
one Tellio paper is all you need. One Tellio
paper, you can wipe your ass with that. So. Yeah. Mm. We'll get him on. Get him on to do a demo. There you go, Russ. Oh, you're fuck. On.
Yeah, righto. Yeah. Russ with the fucking Tellio wipe.
Yeah, so.
No dabbing, just wiping.
Yeah, just wiping.
Oh, fuck. Jesus, this potty's gone to shit, and I love it. Oh, my God. Oh, we went from merging traffic to wiping your doot with a fucking Tellio paper.
This is, fucking.
Oh. Saying of the week, I've got to bring you this one, Hemsy. So we go to gym, right?
Yep.
I've never heard of this. Glog.
Glog.
Spelt okay. G-L-O-G. When you hear that, I'll run you through it, but when you hear glog, what's a glog?
I know what a glock is, but I don't
that's
know
a,
what
yeah, a glog. That's a pistol, that's a gun.
Glog. I don't know. It'd have to be in between a log and something starts with G. So it's got something to do with poo, I reckon.
No. So, right, a glog. Mm. Now, I Googled it, and it didn't come up, and I tried the old Urban Dictionary. It still didn't come up, but a glog. Now, this is Hemsworthy's fucking... Okay. So, a glog is... And you know you can vlog a glog? Get that around you.
Yeah.
So you know what a vlog is?
That was where my mind was going next,
so, a vlog is video recording and making a documentary, a vlog. So, what a glog is... All right, so when you have a wank, right? When you have a pull,
mm-hmm.
What are you pulling?
My hand.
Yeah, but what are you watching? What are you watching? Titties. Mainly, you know, the female, right?
Yep.
Okay, so now turn that around, and GLOG stands for a gay flog. GLOG.
Oh, so you're watching a bloke flog.
You're watching gay porn, you're watching... So yeah. Hemsy's into this. That's where we're getting with this. Hemsy brought this up. I've never heard of it.
That's why he wears red Crocs, I reckon.
So glog, I've never heard of a glog before, but that's a gay flog.
I've never not come across this.
That's why I put it in my notes.
I've literally not come across this.
The funniest thing was when we walked out to the car and he was rattling this on, I'm pissing myself. Look at the fucking size of that bumblebee. What is that?
It's not a bumblebee. That's a fucking...
What the fuck is that? Is that a Christmas beetle?
Oh, my wife hates fucking Christmas beetles. She will stab you if you bring one near her.
Old mate's upside down. Fuck now.
Help him.
No, he's got wings. Him. Anyway, I'll give him beer.
Squirrel.
It nearly fucking attacked us. It was that big.
So gay flog. So that's what glog. Hemsy's into. So that's his.
Yeah. Instead of going for a flog,
he watches. You know
why? Because actually, I think this is why it's come up, because his missus is away for 3 weeks over in Spain and doing a trip with other family and stuff like that. He's at home, and rah rah rah.
He's ran out of fucking normal porn, and now he's gone to the gay porn.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he ran out of normal porn. I think this is just secretly what he's does. Into. He's into glogging. He's into gay flogging. Shout out, Hemsy. Yeah. You glog? Go. Oh, that's what I was saying before that fucking Christmas beetle nearly took us out. So we're walking outside and he said the word glog. I'm going home for a glog, right? And I, that's when I went, what? There was two chicks that heard him say that and they pissed themselves
like. So they knew. So it's a female.
I don't know if they heard glog or flog. They might have heard the word. You know what I mean? Like when you, yep, hear, you think you heard something. Anyway, I pissed myself laughing. I'm like, what the fuck? What's that? Yeah. So maybe there, maybe glog is actually a real thing and I haven't heard it before.
Let's bring it in. That's, oh, I'm not going to bring it in. That's a bit gay for me.
Oh, I'm not bringing it in. Yep. Hemsy's already fucking all over it. Like literally.
We'll get him on to actually talk about it. So, Hemsy.
Right. Well, that's Hemsy. Vlog of a glog. That's short for a gay flog. That's what us gays call it. Glog.
Glogs. Yeah, watch another bloke jack off. Fucking, if that's what you're into, fucking float your own boat.
Anyway, mate, we're getting to probably the end. Hey, joke. Have you got a joke?
Actually, it's fucking, as you fucking said that.
Yeah. Has Willie?
Willie has just fucking sent me one in.
Oh, do you want to forward it on to me?
Yep.
All right, we'll forward that on.
I'm not going to do the same mistake as last time.
All right. Well, let's.
Yeah, so I'm going to send it to your name.
We'll get into this. Hang on. Joke of the day. Woo! Proudly brought to you today by Voodoo Ranger Indian Ale Pale.
Fuck yeah. They go hard, don't they?
They go really hard. Right. You've just sent me it. Oh, yep. It's a shorty. Right. I'm just going to press play. Hopefully it works. I keep saying that because we've got no data. We do, but is it coming on? Oh, it's thinking about it. Oh, it's not working. Here we go. Oh. Poo. I'll just press pause for a sec, guys.
Hey, lads. Willie here. Got a quick joke.
Hey, Willie.
Hope it doesn't upset the ladettes. Why do women seem to live a happier life?
I don't know, Willie. Tell me.
Well, it's because they haven't got a wife.
I've got to start listening. I've got to start listening to these before he fucking sends
Holy
them through.
Fuck!
Like I said, he just fucking sent.
That's piss funny, and that, you know what? That nearly warrants a wristy.
Yep. Yeah, you're gonna have to, you're gonna have to pay him.
We're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to get my solicitors to
spit on that thing.
God damn it! But
that's why it's called a joke, though. Too so
exactly.
Get over yourself. If you're offended by it, fucking send me an email. At the lads potty, what's it called? What's the rest of it?
TheLadsPotty@gmail.com.
Yeah. And fucking give it to me, sir.
Yeah. TheLadsPotty@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Actually, if there's any women out there listening, tell us some fucking jokes in reverse.
Oh.
There must be heaps of men jokes.
Well, 100%.
Yeah.
I'd say so. And I'm glad you brought that up because I have got a call in from a female listener.
A female listener.
So
fucking,
I think it's this one. Anyway, I'll play both of them if it's not. So here's a joke from another call-in. Here we go.
Hey, Stimmy. Hey, Barney. It's Cordy's neighbour here. The missus has got a bit of a joke for you.
So little Johnny's parents have these friends and they've just had a baby. And unfortunately, the baby's been born without ears. So they're going over to visit the baby. And little Johnny's parents say to him, do not say anything about this baby's ears.
Yeah.
Just pick something about the baby that you think is really nice and fine. So they go over there and little Johnny says, what a beautiful baby. And they go, yeah, thanks very much and everything. And then Johnny goes, oh, he's got beautiful eyes. His eyes are really, really lovely. How's his eyesight? And the mum goes, oh, yeah, his eyesight's really, really good, you know, 20/20 vision, it's perfect, you know? And Johnny goes, well, that's just as well, because he wouldn't be able to wear glasses.
There you go, boys. Keep up your good work. Catch us later.
Holy fuck.
Fucking aren't little Johnny jokes just the fucking best?
Oh, fuck. That's gold.
That is good. I like it.
Oh, that's Cordy's next door neighbour's missus. Yeah. So before we do our jokes, I've got an so Cordy's next door neighbour sent me. They sent me two. So yep. that was Cordy's next door neighbour's missus.
Yep.
Yeah.
So here Cordy's got one.
So no, Cordy's next door neighbour's got one.
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay, Stiffy, Barney, Cordy's neighbour just checking in with a little joke of the day.
How are you, bros?
Hey, bros.
Why did God create yeast infections?
Here we go. Oh, God. Why?
So that women know what it's like to live with an irritating cunt. Love your work, boys. Keep it up.
Fuck.
Oh, you can't say that.
He just did.
He fucking did.
Oh, fucking hell. That was God. That was well delivered too, yep. Cordy's next door neighbour.
Yep.
He got right into it.
Yep.
Oh, I can't breathe.
You can't say that.
Fuck. Oh, yep. I think I need a minute. Have a drink after that. Oh, they're bringing the goods today.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Holy fuck. Right, that was good. Oh, so they know how to do with that fucking irritating cunt. Oh, my God. Oh, right. Pull your shit together. That was a good one.
Don't spit it out.
Holy fuck.
Hey, that'd be good to have a drink with, I reckon.
Oh.
Get the fucking...
Well done, Cordy. Yep. It's the next door neighbour.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll do my joke of the day. God, here we go. I don't know if I can top them.
Right out.
Have you got a joke after mine?
I do, but okay. It's fucking pathetic.
We should have done ours first because that was a rip. They killed... They, anyway. What did the annoyed chicken say?
Boop, 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 boop. Don't know.
Fuck off! fuck off!
Fuck off! I've actually got a couple now. So now I've got. Oh, actually, that reminds me of another one. So the first one is fuck. this is just going to put you to sleep. So
oh, is it?
Mm. Why did the bicycle fall over? Because it was too tired.
Ah. Oh. Yeah, right, eh? That's a good one.
What did the frog say when he went into the library? Reddit.
Oh, fuck off. Reddit. Fucking Reddit.
Yep.
Yep.
What did the Lone Ranger say when he was going to the rubbish fucking depot? To the tip.
I don't know.
To the dump, to the dump, to the dump, 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 to the dump.
Fuck sorry. Me.
Yeah, mine are fucking shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know if we could. Yeah. We couldn't have never have topped those two callings.
Fuck, nah. No, that's why I had to talk three and they didn't even make up for those.
Yeah, that's why I'd get mine just to fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was good. Anyone got jokes? Seriously?
Actually, did I send you any sort of inspirational sort of shit?
You did. Well,
for the week,
well so. I've got some I want to bring up, but can you just rattle off that email address, whatever it is?
It's theladspoddy@gmail.com. That's it.
Yeah, send in your joke of the day. Let's get everyone included in jokes of the day. Keep it short, though.
Yep.
We don't want, like, 2-minute joke, do we?
If it's funny, I'll have it.
I don't know.
I don't get to listen to it, so that's the beauty of it, so, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fucking just spam fucking Stiffy. Just fucking send him heaps of shit. Actually, if you just drive him from from Darwin to Cairns or something like that, just fucking record something and send it to him.
Right.
The whole time you're driving.
Oh, really?
Why not?
All right. Hang on a second. Yeah, mate, you did send me inspirational things, so I'll just press play to that now.
I do believe that you shouldn't worry about criticism from someone that you would never ask advice from. Mm. That quote, and it hit me when I was like 38 years old. It was only a couple years ago. Wish I'd heard that when I was 15. Because we care so much about what people think of us and what they say about us. Most of the time, it's people that we would never ask for advice from.
Mm.
How true.
Oh, 100%, man. And it's amazing when you hear that something like that, that quote, and when you actually really think about it, I do believe we listen to people too much.
Mm.
You know, like he just said, if you're not going to walk up to someone and listen and ask for advice of that person,
why
because
would you listen to what they criticise?
Well,
you about?
A random person, yeah. Or someone, or not even a random person, someone you actually really do know, and they might know you as well.
Yeah.
Because they might not know a whole scenario of your life or whatever, you know. So exactly, like, yeah.
I definitely think as I'm getting older, there's less fucks to give.
And isn't
actually starting to go, nah.
Like, don't give a fuck.
I actually don't even fuck it. I'm actually going to say something now. I always try to be respectful, but I just go, or silence. I just go.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Yeah, just correct. Go,
and it's where, sort of, it does diffuse it a little bit, but yeah, it's and I was very nervous about sort of doing this whole podcast thing. Like, it was sort of, oh, what's everyone going to say? What's this person going to say? I've had nothing but fucking good people.
Yes.
And the people that I didn't expect, they go, fucking good on you, bros. Like, fucking well done. Fucking go and do it. Fucking blah, blah, blah. So I would like to thank those people that are actually saying that.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Because it goes along. Yeah, 100%. So. It goes a long way when you're getting... Yeah, and I sent you a screenshot of one of our listeners.
And a couple of them, so
yeah, that have just binge watched or binge listened. Yeah,
we binge drink, they binge listen.
And some of our stats are showing that people are listening because that as soon as I release an episode, the downloads are happening straight away within the first 2 days. It's like bang. It's like they want more, so we've got to give them more. But yeah, you're right, because when you listen to someone talk either shit about you or when you hear something through the grapevine, these days I don't give a fuck anymore. Really don't.
No fucks given. All the fucks have been given.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And like it says, mate, if you wouldn't go up to those person that was actually bagging you to ask them for advice, which normally you wouldn't,
So you know. Doesn't matter what they say. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And most of the time it's
fucking water off the duck's back.
Yeah, and maybe sometimes they're just saying it because they want to fucking see what reaction they get out of you. And when you don't give them a fuck, when you don't give them the chance or when you don't give them the time, and I'm not knocking like you should do that to everybody.
No.
But like, it is just like what he
says.
You've
got to have some sort of criticism too. Like, people will sort of say stuff and you go, righty, I'll take that on board. Thank you very much, champ.
Yeah, fucking oath. If you don't respect that person enough to go up and ask them for advice, then fucking, if they're talking crap about you or if they, not even about you, but for someone else.
And some of the shit that goes through my head through the day, you might fucking make a bit of a fumble in words or something like that and you go, oh, fuck, that bloke's going to think I'm a fuckwit. And he's probably not even fucking recognised that you've fucking mumbled your words or done anything. So
But
you'll sit there and fucking overthink it and go through shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah, man. So that's really good you're right, because as the older you get, you really do give less fucks. You give less fucks.
Yeah. Yep. It's 100%. You can say what you want to fucking say.
And what about the 60-year-olders, 70-year-olders, 80-year-olders, even 90s? I know a couple of old guys now, right? They're in the 90s and good fucking on them.
Yep.
They have got no fucks given when it comes to certain things. They just go, back off. I don't need that.
You can fuck off.
It's just they have the goddamn right to say whatever they want.
100%, mate. If you get to fucking 90, mate, that's a badge fucking most people don't get to fucking wear. Exactly. So.
Imagine being 90 right now. Like, one way I'm glad I'm not, because, you know, I want to still live a long time yet.
Mm.
But when you're 90... Think about the things that they've been through in 90 years. We're in 2024. 90 years ago was 90 years ago was 1934. Mm. Right? 1934. Let's go back to 1934 for a second. No TV. Fuck all power, as in you can't go up and flick a switch.
No internet.
Oh, definitely. No. There's alcohol.
No voodoo rangers.
No, but
fucking those things fucking kick in the ass.
They are good gear.
They are good. But
that's we make. I like good, them. I reckon we do good podcasts on fucking 6%ers. Yeah. But yeah, back in 1934, like, and you're talking about the world wars. You're going through that sort of shit. Well, not shit, but that sort of stuff.
I think penicillin too. Wasn't that around then?
Seen it. Those lads and girls, they have seen it.
Yep.
And good on them.
No mobile phones.
no mobile phones. We've got some shit.
No Teslas.
No. Can't plug in. Nope. Fucking.
Yeah. No Starlinks. Put up on the roof with fucking duct tape.
But how good is Starlink? Cards.
I want one.
Yeah.
I want one.
Well, you got one.
I don't, because I don't have the fucking password for it.
Well, I can help out with that.
You can?
Yeah.
Right out.
It involves zip ties, a cigarette lighter,
oh,
and some and a roll of dunny tape, or run a roll of dunny paper.
Tonight. Let's go. It's Friday night. Let's do it. Let's fucking roll him. Let's roll him for his password. Let's fucking take the camera and go around there. Fucking torch him.
Oh, but imagine we should have done this last night for Halloween, dressed up as fucking voodoo fucking skulls and shit. Anyway.
So did you get any fucking knocks on the door for fucking
Halloween? Did trick or treat. Yeah, yeah, we did. Yep. I went into Kelly's place last night, took the kids in, and we did a nice little thing around her place and stuff like that. So it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of kids walking around dressed up as fucking...
Yeah, a lot of people are over Halloween. Like I say, it's an American thing. Fucking, if you're having fun, fucking go do it.
And you know what? What I saw last night with Halloween... You know, I'm a country bumpkin, right? We never did Halloween because the closest house was fucking a 15-minute walk.
Yep.
Right, so we never did it because it was just not. But when
you need like a protein snack to get back.
Yeah. When you live in suburbia and or in high density living, and your next door neighbor can fart and you can hear it.
Yep.
There's so many more people, so there's so many more streets and rah, whatever. But the kids that were getting around last night, you know what? Halloween opened my eyes last night. It just gets the community.
Yeah, it's a community sport, sir.
Talking, sport, it gets community interacting. Yep. It's getting people that you would never. Hey, how you going? So it's that interaction.
Yep.
So I enjoyed it last night, even though I'm not in that community, but I sort of am. But the community was out walking around.
So it's a win-win.
Having a win.
It's a win.
And the whole trick-or-treat thing really sunk in because I asked the question, what's the trick about? Yeah, 100%. We're going to trick you as in like
we're going to scare come back.
Yeah, we're going to come back and yes. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Anyway, there was these kids. There was twin sons, twin boys. They're walking up the street. All they had on was a white sheet and then the two holes cut out. So it was just two ghosts.
Yep.
And they're walking up the street. They would have been three or four. And I'm like, woo, like this. and to me, they were like looking at me doing the whole, yeah, woo. But underneath, they were actually scared shit. Yeah, they were scared shitless because I was doing the whole, woo. They were nearly in tears. I'm like, oh, fuck, sorry.
I'm scared, a little kid. So it was a story from one of the blokes out in camp. So he's... His seven-year-old has Sikaflex. He's fucking rolling door down.
Hey?
Fucking, so he's got Sikaflex and run. Imagine a roller door, the rubber.
Yeah, the rubber. So to the concrete?
To the concrete.
So where did he run the Sikaflex on that rubber?
So he's putting on the rubber, then put the roller door down.
Oh, and fucking no.
Sikaflexed. But because he torments his fucking sister.
Oh. So this is the shed.
This is the shed, so... Yeah. And he's fucking, so he runs into the shed and then fucking locks the door. So she thinks I'll come around and fucking open up the roller door. She's Sikaflex down. Oh. Done. So that may be, that's the fucking trick on trick or treat.
Yeah, like
So Sikaflex someone's fucking shed down.
What? That's painful.
That is fucking painful.
Sikaflex on that seal. Yeah.
He was just, mate, he was beaten, I think.
He was dropped on his head.
Not the kid. The kid wasn't beaten.
He was dropped on his head.
Yeah, his old man was beaten over that one. So.
Did I tell you I dropped my nephew on his head? Have I said this?
How was he?
He's fucked up. Shout out to you, Paddy. You're not fucked up. Fucked up. He is 19, 20.
Yeah, Jake was dropped on his head too. So we actually left him with Benno when we had Benno on a couple of episodes ago. Because we used to do this bit of a walk, the girls used to do a bit of a walking thing, and so we'd left Jake with Benno, and he dropped him on his head and had this big fucking egg on. Mate, that's what's wrong with him.
Yeah, well, shout out to you, Paddy. No, he's a good kid. When he was like, fuck, two or something, he come running up and, you know, had him, and when you do the whole, fucking, you know, mucking around with him, I think he was up around my chest area. And then I've decided to pick him up. How did I do it? I can't remember how I did this, actually. Oh, so no, I had him by his legs, right? And he was upside down. He was upside down. And I don't know why he was upside down, but imagine him, his head's down near the concrete, and I've got his legs now in my hands, and I'm picking him up off the ground, right? So then he's done like a sit-up. So his head's... You know, he's come up towards me.
You. Yeah. Yep.
So then I've gone, all good. So then I'm lowering him down to put him down. So then he would be on his back, right?
And his abs gave away.
His abs gave away. So I'm lowering him down as he then thrusted himself backwards at 1,065,000 kilometers per hour. And fuck, man, he headbutted the concrete. Like it measured on the fucking Richter scale.
So is he a Sparky now or not?
No.
He's not a Sparky.
No, he's a blind man.
Oh, so he can't see?
No. He puts blinds in houses.
Fuck off.
I think that's what he's doing now. I think he's doing blinds. Yeah.
Shout out to
little Paddy.
Blind man Dan, actually, which is a stubby holder right here.
So anyway, yeah. And the noise that made, I thought it cracked the skull, but it didn't. He cracked the concrete. He cracked the concrete. Yeah. Good on you, Paddy.
Wow.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Rightio.
Mate, I've got one last thing to do.
What do you got? You got a song?
I got a song. Oh, I got a song that I want to play you. And this is going off the back of Hemsy with his Glog. This is Hemsy's favourite fucking...
So some more gay fucking music then.
No, it's not gay music. Oh, I'm putting this one
not
on.
Not there's wrong, anything wrong being gay. It's just,
It's an outlet. It all right, so here we go. So this one is Hemsy's. And he wanted it to be, I think, in the top... I think it was like, you know, when Triple J Hottest 100?
Yep.
I think it came in second. And we all wanted to be number one. This is about 2 years ago, whatever. Anyway, here you go. Here it comes. Guess what?
What?
Wrong song. But that was a good one, wasn't it? Did you like that?
No, not really.
Oh, you didn't?
I was sort of bopping, but I was mainly looking at that Beatle trying to get up still.
Well, that's not the right song. So this is what we do.
Actually not well.
I'm going to edit that out.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
We don't edit shit.
I don't edit shit out. That was the wrong song, and I'm going to try and find the right song. Here we go. The baddest of them all. There you go.
And that was second.
That came second in the top 100.
Yeah, that's shit.
Not your music?
Nah, it's not my music.
Nah, it's not. I know it's not. But it is for me.
Maybe
I love
we
it.
Should have a music off. Like, you get a song, I get a song.
100%.
So voters get to listen.
Well, bring...
And go fucking right out. Barney won that one.
Okay, so next week, next
I'll
episode,
put a song in.
We do a one each.
Yep.
So that was Hemsy's song.
Yep.
And maybe the voters can say, yeah, good, bad, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's good. That's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. But you and fucking Hemsy are a bit of fucking dancers and shit like that. So
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I've looked like I'm having a fit if I'm dancing.
Mate, you should see us on the fucking dance floor. On the D floor.
Seniors.
Mate, we carve it up.
Fucking seniors.
Yeah, you should see it.
Yeah.
It's fucking pretty good.
Yeah. Even when we were at the Alpha Blakes, you were out there fucking dancing and I was fucking yarning to everyone.
You have just brought something up that I want to talk about too.
Mm-hmm.
The Alpha Blokes have released the fight card. So this is, you and I are going next year.
Yeah,
we went this year. We love it. We love the Alpha Blokes. We love fucking the Podcast Royale. Yeah. Now, anyone that's listening, the Podcast Royale was a fight night down the Gold Coast earlier this year. It was April? Anzac Day.
Yeah, April. Yeah. It was actually on.
Yeah. Yeah, and Anzac it was a Day. Boxing
No, it wasn't on Anzac Day. It was a couple of days after Anzac Day, but that's correct. When we turned up.
Correct, yeah. So it was the day after Anzac Day. Anzac Day was Friday, fight night was Saturday night. Anyway, it's a fight, it's a boxing match, but it's not a pro. It's an amateur fight, and it's podcasters. So anyone that's new to podcasting or whatever, we went down and watched a fight. You know, explain. It's just it's amateur fight.
Mate, it was just a bunch of blokes there fucking
punching the shit out of each other.
And
how awesome was it?
Mate,
fucking
it was
awesome.
Fucking brilliant.
And not only just the fight night, the whole weekend was the community of podcasters came together And anyone that enjoys listening to podcasts was on the Gold Coast.
The alpha blokes, sort of the community.
Yeah, yeah. So came together and we had a three, awesome. 4 day weekend of drinking piss, talking to other men and ladies.
And that's how we met Noah.
That's how we met 2 meter Pete. That's how we met fucking Groper.
Groper.
Yep, that's how we met a lot of people. Yep. We could keep rattling off things. And that's how we really kickstarted our podcast from that. So what I want to talk about is it's on again next year.
And the same time.
Same weekend. So, and the fight card they've released. And what I want to do is a little segment each week is talk about each fight.
Yep.
All right? So it's just a small little segment I want to bring in because you and I live for this shit.
Yep.
Right? This is our little... Can't wait for this week. Love it. Yep. Can't wait for next week, you know, next year.
I've actually not looked at any of them actually yet.
Haven't you?
So I'll be actually interested in the listen. So.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good. I'm trying to go back to the first one that I screenshot. Is this one here? Okay. So the fight, remember fight one last year was Quinn from the Alpha Blokes?
Yep. Quinn the Chin.
And he boxed, he punched on, I'm sure, was our mate from the Two Flogs podcast. Mm-hmm.
The Switch Bitches.
Yeah. And, man, that started the night. Mm. That was Quinn the Chin came out and they...
That's who started the whole lot of it, but it was just an idea. It was fucking someone said that fucking I'd flog the shit out of you and the next minute was fucking...
It went from one thing to another to a massive thing that... Yep. You know, it was the fastest ever...
selling out of the fight night in Australia's history.
100%.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, so fight one... And we'll just talk about this one this year, this week. And we'll, you know, I think there's about 10 or 11 actual fights.
Yep.
So we'll do a little, every episode we'll do one.
Yeah, we'll drop one.
Yeah. Which is, so the Alpha Events is the company that hosts this Podcast Royale. And now it's called Podcast Royale 2.0. And I encourage anyone, and seriously, if you're listening to this podcast, tune into the Alpha Blokes. They're going to talk about that from this fight from now right through to April next year. Jump onto their podcast. Jump onto Deadass Podcast. Jump onto
Two Flogs.
Yep. Jump onto the two that I'm about to talk about because they are actually fighting. So the first fight that we're going to watch that night is the first one is Zach Palmers. Now he's with Knuckles. So Knuckles runs that Proper True Yarn podcast.
Yep.
I think he's the switch bitch, the cameraman for the Proper True Yarn podcast. So old Zachy's jumping on for a bout. So he's got the pressure with along Matt Brown from the Marty and Michael Fully Actual podcast.
Fully Actual.
I just had a blowout.
Fully Actual podcast.
Yep. So Marty and Michael, Fully Actual podcast. And Matt Brown is fighting as well. So those two lads have got a big fucking, what's the word? It's the opener.
It's the fucking...
It's the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
It's not the main event.
No, it's not.
But it's the opener.
Yeah, it's the first one, so.
Of the Podcast Royale.
Yep.
And they will live stream this too. So... On the night, this fight night. Now, it'll probably go for about 3 hours, the whole fight night.
Yeah.
And details on how you can watch this from your living room we'll probably put up on our podcast as well. I love this shit. I can't wait to get around it. Shout out to the Alpha Boys. Shout out to everyone that's involved.
That's not far away.
Mate, it's six months away.
Fucking November.
Yeah. I'm keen for them to get back. I'm ripping. I'm tearing. I'm in the gym just to get myself body fit because they, you know, these lads here are doing it. So it's like, it's kind of like one of those
ripping tins to get fucking piss fit,
dude. Piss fit. Because
we're gonna.
I remember you running around the trenches last year.
Yeah.
Just fucking ripper tearing new assholes everywhere. It was fucking great. So that's the first round. I won't go to the second round, but the first round is the Proper True Yarn podcast. We've got Zachy, and from the Fully Actual podcast, we've got Matty Brown. So. Yep. Those two lads are going to fucking punch on. And I hope they give it a good whole crack because they've got 6 months to do some training, get their fitness up.
So what time do you reckon they'll have the event, like the weigh-in and shit like that? So do you reckon we should get there early or not? Fucking
get fuck off. I reckon we're going to be... I think we've learnt from last year not to get to the weigh-in 5 hours too early.
Yeah.
We'll probably get there an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee we will be at the Broadie Tavern. Pissing it up with the boys.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Noah is fucking
one of the main vloggers.
Oh, we know him.
We fucking know him. Get him on.
Yeah, we know him.
So yeah, we'll have to. Anyway, that's, so shout out to Alpha Events and shout out to everyone that's incorporated with it
and Peak Productions.
Peak Productions.
We know this guy. He's fucking good.
Yeah.
If you've got something, actually, no, I should get Noah to do Holly's formal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. There you go. Well. Yeah. Hook it up.
Yep.
Well, no. you don't even have to ask him.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this will fucking find it if you're actually fucking listening or not too. So well, get back to me. Get your people to speak to my people.
I sent that little sticker, a little screenshot. I did the spot-o of Peak Productions.
Yeah,
I've seen his little sticker on the power pole.
Yep.
I've been meaning to pull up and put a little potty hour one there.
Yep.
I'll do that. Oh, I'm going past there tonight. I'll whack it up tonight.
Yep.
So when he hears this back on Monday when this comes out, he probably would have already seen it, hopefully. Yep.
Done.
Anyway, see if he plays Spotto. Fuck, man. We've been talking a lot of shit for an hour and 24,
and so I need to have another piss, so I'm going to fucking go with see you's bye.
Oh, can't I do it first and then you do it?
Fuck, I've actually you've really got to piss.
All right, well.
You do it first. No, go. I'll fucking wipe it. Start again.
Thanks again. This is the Lads Podcast Show where we talk about lifestyle adventure and daily cracking stories, getting out of your head, getting into the shed and doing some seriously good work around men's mental health, all of it. And this month of November, we're cracking on. I'll release stuff on our socials regarding what I'm doing and things like that. So stay tuned with that. Donate to a good cause and fucking I am out of here. Friday night. This will be a Monday morning. See you later.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear of my